When you golf in Missouri, the courses are so close, you'll spend more time on the fairway than the freeway. Reserve a tee time at the Regal Osage National, designed by the king himself, Arnold Palmer. Take a cart ride on the wild side in the breathtaking surrounds of Payne's Valley, designed by Tiger Woods. And after the back nine, there's still world-class dining and distilleries, shops and spas, museums and more. Find your new golf MO in Missouri. Start planning your golf getaway at visitmo.com.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
G'day, everyone. Welcome back to the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. This is a sportsethos.com presentation. You can follow the show and us on Twitter at Ethos Pelicans, at Lyle Swithenbank. Now, it's a Pelicans off day. I mean, we're flying. Of course we're flying. We're 2-2 and we're heading back to the AZ and we're going to go and steal one over there as well. So I thought I would sit down with someone that we all know, that we all love, that is hysterical, a local, Mr. Jono Barnes. How are you going, mate?
I don't know about we all love. I would say maybe, 70% might love, but it's a pleasure to be on the show, my man.
I'll take 70%. I mean, if 70% of people love me, well, that's a pass for me.
The mat is matting, and that mat is good mat. So I'm happy with 70% too. Trust me, no complaints.
So we were talking off air and you said you haven't slept for the whole series, basically. How are you going? What are you running off? Coffee?
I am running off pure adrenaline. I don't drink coffee regularly, so I'm not running off coffee. There's no extracurricular things going in my body. I am running off the pure adrenaline of our New Orleans Pelicans whooping that butt. Can I curse on here, Lyle?
Yeah, go for it.
Whooping that ass, man. There we go. It sounds better when you say it that way, right? But it doesn't have the same feeling to it. I am running off pure adrenaline. It's been basically about 20. I've only gotten about 3 hours of sleep in the past 36 hours. So to be transparent, I mean, it might be sounding obvious in my voice. My body is starting to go a little bit droozy. I don't even know if droozy is a word, but it sounds cool. So we're going to use that word right now. Nothing that a good night of sleep won't fix tonight. And then, Lyle, we wake up on Tuesday, and you know what we do? We do it again. We go to Phoenix, and we whoop that butt. I'm not going to curse too much. I feel like you get a 5 curse word limit, so I'm going to keep it at. I already used one, so I got 4 more to do, okay?
Yeah, we'll save them for later on, because I know
there's going to be something banned, I'm not trying to get you banned or anything.
Yeah, I have to edit the rating on it, but that's all right, because it's all about it's about the passion and the pride, and that's something that I think you bring, especially in your videos. And oh my gosh, you have me in fits every time another one comes up. I mean, if you're not following Jono Barnes, you got to go and check him out on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter. It's everywhere. Oh, honestly, what inspires you to start doing these firstly, and then how do you get inspiration for each video? Do they just come to you?
So to answer the first question, I wanted to do something different. Obviously, there are a ton of sports podcasts and talk shows out there, a lot of great Pelicans podcasts and sports talk shows. And I guess, you know, just my mindset. I didn't want to be another small fish in a big pond. So I wondered, what could I do to differentiate myself? And surprisingly, given all of the local talent we have here in New Orleans, nobody was really doing sports skits comedy for the Saints or the Pelicans. If you kind of scour around the internet, a lot of teams may have their own personal comedian that does like content of the human nature for their teams. Nobody was really doing it, talking it to the Saints and Pelicans, and I was surprised. So I was like, I think I can give it a shot. And if I fail, well, I'll fail with my head held high. But if the city and the locals take a liking to it, then we may have something. And thankfully, the city and the locals seem to have taken a liking to it. So that's the short gist of it. When the pandemic happened, I didn't want to leave the pandemic saying I didn't do anything to be better from it. You know, if something, I'm a Katrina victim as well. So if something tragic happens in life, I want to have a positive to it. So I was like, I don't want this pandemic to happen and me not have done anything productive out of it. So I got the motivation, especially with working remotely now, to have to start doing content. And I do vlogs, I do reviews. If you go on my youtube.com/JonoBones, I do more than just Pelicans and the Saints skits. But obviously, and I'm glad that this is the main thing that's taken off on my social media and my YouTube channel. And it's just been a pretty cool success story. I mean, like, look, I'm doing a podcast interview with someone from Australia. Like, that's pretty cool. I did not think that in less than a year, because I've only been doing this. Honestly, my 1 year anniversary is coming up in about 3 days of when I started doing content. So for me to be doing like interviews and things like that, it's pretty darn cool. To answer your second question, inspiration. Wow, inspiration can come at the most random times. Sometimes I get in the shower, sometimes when I'm on the toilet, sometimes when I'm laying in bed at night. Sometimes it just comes naturally, like when you're watching a game and something big happens, and then my mind just goes into, okay, how can I satire this and make it funny? So I have no clear answer on how I get all of the ideas that come to me. It's just something that the way my brain works, it just, and it could be the most random times. And I'm like, I could be like literally emails deep into my actual job. And then like a thought comes into my head about, oh, this would be a funny Pelican skit. And the rest would be history.
Well, when that lightning strikes, you got to bottle it, I guess. And they are absolutely hilarious. The one I also, I've watched so many times is the, you've got it pinned to your Twitter, the Mardi Gras throwing the beads one that has me in absolute fits. Every time I watch that one, I love that as well. I've never been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans.
You need to come. I'll show you around.
Yeah, we'll have to lock that in. But yeah, just being, like I said, obviously seen videos and the like of it. And it looks like an absolute time. But that video has me in absolute hysterics. Because
that is probably, I would say, well, on Twitter at least, my most popular video since I've started doing the content. And I'm glad that people liked it. And it's funny, like, the dirty work behind it, like me going in my backyard putting on, I don't know if people notice, but like I have on the official Mardi Gras shorts from the New Orleans Hornets. I don't know if nobody knows this, Lyle. I don't even know if you notice. I was a ball boy for the Hornets and Pelicans for 13 years. I guess that's pretty important to say, right? For a Pelicans podcast. So I started as a ball boy for the Hornets in 2008 or 9. I lose track. Last year was my last year as a full-time ball boy. I left because, one, I'm getting old. You know, my body doesn't heal the way it used to with all that rebounding and running around the arena. And two, because I wanted to do more of the content. And I can't really obviously make Pelicans-type content as a professional staff member the way I can now. So I've been doing – I've been a Pelicans ball boy / Hornets for 13 years. So – if you have a good eye, if you look at some of my skits, like you will see some pretty cool, like Hornets and Pelicans official NBA gear, because I have, if people see my closet, I don't brag enough about it, but I got some pretty amazing content. Like that Pelicans uniform that I'm wearing in my latest skits for the playoff series, that's an authentic uniform. Like that is a uniform from the Pelicans equipment manager. His name is Big Shot. Shout out to him, the best equipment manager in the NBA. Those shorts are official game shorts from the Pelicans. The shoes are shoes that Anthony Davis, I know he's not popular in New Orleans anymore, but I still love him. Those are his shoes that he gave to the Ball Boys. Like, if I do NBA content, I promise you, everything that you see that's NBA marked on those videos are from the team and NBA itself. I did a video with a Phoenix Suns fan last weekend, and if you see the chair that I'm sitting in, it's an All-Star chair. That All-Star chair is from 2017. That was the actual All-Star chair that was on the bench there. LeBron and Giannis and everybody sat on throughout the game. So I should do a video where I just show off all my stuff, but I don't want to be robbed because I do live in New Orleans, so I got to play it safe, you know.
That's awesome. And I mean, look, how's that little peek behind the curtain in terms of so keep an eye out that in the different videos, because I mean, yeah, I didn't know you were a Ball Boy. I did see that doing my research, as we do, scrolling through YouTube, and saw that you'd done vlogs on that, but then I didn't realize you'd been the Ball Boy for so long. And that how awesome is that?
You had to scroll through my YouTube to do research? Well, let me just say, I apologize for subjecting you to all that torture.
Mate, that was not torture at all. I was giggling. I'll tell you what, you had me in fears. that was the best research I've ever got to do, I'll tell you what. Bit of a change of pace. Well, bit of a change of pace. We're going to ramp it right up.
Uh-oh.
Game four. We've had it. 2-2. What are your thoughts on the Pelicans? Surely this is going to be you're going to go off on this one.
I think if anybody knows me, there's nothing more that needs to be said. But if you don't know me, people need to know that, man. This shit is more than a game, man. This is New Orleans playoff basketball. This shit more than a game, Lau. Like, come on, man. People think that these latest videos from me are skits. Wrong. These are not skits. These are actual footage. This is more of a documentary. This is my wife taking live videos of me the past week, man, because this shit is more than a game, man. Let me tell you something. How I feel after the game four, I feel like it's going to be Pelicans in six, man. There ain't nothing else that needs to be said. We are winning this series. We're going to Utah. We're going to Dallas. It really don't matter to me. I mean, it really don't matter. You can't stop destiny. And let me tell you something, Lau. When everybody was panicking earlier this season because the Pelicans had a bad record, I don't know if you remember, you should. I hope you're better if you did your research. But the Pelicans at one point were 3-16. Everybody keeps citing that fact, 3-16. Now, when we were 3-16, all the fans were panicking, making jokes. All the casual fans of the other NBA teams moved them to Seattle. They suck. They're the worst franchise in the NBA. I laughed and I sat back and I made a video and I gave a forewarning. I say, you guys are stupid. Like, 3-16 is a good omen. If wrestling fans know this, but if you don't watch wrestling, everybody knows, should know, Stone Cold Steve Austin and the famous Austin 3-16. And I've learned in my young time here on this planet we call Earth that the number 3-16 will never fail you. So at that moment when we went 3-16, I said, this is genius by the New Orleans Pelicans. Like, we're doing this on purpose because we clearly know that 3-16 is going to lead to great things. So I gave a warning. If people go back to my Twitter in November and search, I just searched at John Barnes 3-16. Even look at some of the YouTube videos I referenced there. I said, guys, 3-16 is, I called everybody fools because everybody was being fools. 3-16 is going to lead to great things. And here we are, Kyle, April 25th, 2022. We are tied with the opposingly number one seed in the Western Conference. And nobody would have believed that in November except one man. And that one man, Lau, was John O'Bones, because I knew that 3-16 was destiny to take us to places that we could have never, ever imagined. So when people watch my content, I hope they get laughs out of it, but I hope they realize the genius that is John O'Bones. My content is also educational, Lau. I don't know if you know that, but my content is very educational. So you get a bit of a double whammy. You get laughs and you get education. You can't go wrong with my content. And that is why when I tell people in these latest videos, this shit is more than a game and that Pelicans and six, man, I believe it. And I'm telling you guys, listen to John O'Bones. It's more than just skits. It's a documentary.
Well, that's what we want. We want learning. We want laughs and learning. I mean, what more can we have? I mean, It's wholesome content.
That's what I should be a teacher, I should be a teacher.
I feel like I'm learning. I've learned more about New Orleans from your skits than a lot of books that I've read. I tell you what.
There you go. As you should. You're a good advocate for me, Lau.
Well, you now make it very easy.
All your friends in Australia know. Now, I have a question for you. If you mind me flipping the tables right quick. How big is the Pelicans fan base in Australia? Are you like one lone wolf amongst many, or are you one of the, you know, is that like a wolf pack out there of Pelicans fans just roaring in Australia saying, go Pels, go?
You know, I thought I was a lone wolf, but it actually turns out there's quite a few of us down here. We've got a little Facebook group that one of the guys has started, and we're all in there, and I think there's about 20 of us in there, and there's a few other guys that float around, and I suppose from me jumping on the spaces and doing the podcast, people have seen me that I'm Australian as well. I think that's helped them connect, I guess, but there's a few of us. I don't know, a huge amount, but there's enough. I think more people are starting to sit up now that we're in the playoffs, and people are obviously our broadcast down here. We only get national broadcasts unless we've got league pass. So the actual distribution of teams is a bit lopsided in terms of national teams being supported. But
so y'all had to watch the Lakers get their butts whipped all year long, basically.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, there was a lot of Lakers. And, you know, people get a bit you know, disheartened watching that. And then they read the national media and they hear this, oh, Zion's leaving and, you know, he's overweight and all that. And that's all they know about Pelicans. That's all we hear down here is about Zion. And I'm sitting there screaming from the rooftops, stop it. His team's really fun. And
is everybody in your little Pelicans group, do they follow me?
I'll have to plug them again. I'll make better. Sure of them.
Yeah,
I'll
go around. You know, you're going to have to kick them out the group. Rules are rules, man. You don't follow a New Orleans team, you got to follow New Orleans rules. And you know it's a little rowdy out here. So tell them all to follow me, okay?
Absolutely. Well, that's the shout-out there, guys. Make sure you're doing it. Otherwise, you're out the group. You've been
absolutely
warned.
And I'll be more than happy to join the group and tell them, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have to. Yeah, exactly.
Come in with a vengeance right away. Hey, punks, if y'all don't follow this channel, then you're no longer associated with the Pelicans 12.
Yeah, you're out of the 12. There's only seven of us now. what are your predictions going forward? I know you've said Pels in six.
Pelicans in six, man. That's the prediction. Pelicans in six, man. That's all you need to know. Pelicans in six, man. When we go to the next round, if you want to have me back on and we'll do the predictions for that one, Pelicans in six. But I don't give too many gifts away just like that, Lau. All right, now you're getting a little spoiled, all right? I gave you the 316 proclamation in November that unfortunately a lot of fans didn't heed my warning. So, you know, I take that as it is. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. But when I tell you guys, Pelicans and six, man, that's all you need to worry about. It's right now, Pelicans and six, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. I honestly think we're going to come out tomorrow night. If we play with that same fight, and, well, I mean, we've had it all year, but the way they played against Suns last game was just outstanding, honestly. I thought they brought the toughness. I thought they played hard. I don't think they ever really shied away, even when the Suns sort of got their tails up at the end of the second. We fought back again, and I mean, you know who I think is just leading the charge, and obviously he is Brandon Ingram. He's just been unbelievable this year. What are your thoughts on how Brandon has really taken that step this year again to become a bona fide superstar?
I'm a little hurt. I thought you were going to say that you, John O'Bones, are leading the charge, but geez, okay. I guess Brandon Ingram is doing a little bit of
on the court, work. On the court. Off jeez. The court.
I mean, whenever they call my number, I'm ready to go in. But that's how good we played yesterday, that they didn't need me to go in. So they're just saving me for the right time. So, that's going to be a magical moment, though, Lyle, when they do call my number and I go in there, maybe drop a few buckets, you know, grab some rebounds, pass it like I'm Magic Johnson with the assist. I know you might have a single tear in your eye just telling all your friends, I know that guy, and that guy just led my team to the championship.
I'm willing up just thinking about it.
Dream on. You can just keep dreaming until it actually happens, you know. But we want to be, you know, we want to be careful with how we unveil me as the secret X factor for the team. So, you know, we're biding our time, Lau. When it happens, it's going to be a Disney-like moment, something that only can be done in movies, but it will be happening in real life. But I guess I'll give Brandon Ingram some credit. He is doing absolutely amazing. I think that us being in the playoffs finally gives the national media a chance to actually watch our team, because Lord knows they probably weren't watching us with all of the silly hot takes they had this season. And people are saying, oh, wow, this Brandon Ingram guy is pretty good. I actually saw a tweet today
and it was showing the numbers of Brandon Ingram from the first four games, and it ended with playoff BI. And I was like, that's not playoff BI, because the joke, the meme of, you know, playoff Paul PG or playoff, you know, that means that a player elevates his game from where he was in the regular season. What Brandon Ingram is doing now, all the Pelicans fans know, Brandon Ingram has been doing all season. So this isn't a shock to us. This might be a shock to the national media. It might be a shock to the casual NBA fans who didn't pay attention to the Pelicans. But we all knew that Brandon Ingram was a star. So I am just really happy to see him getting the love and appreciation and the eyeballs on him that he deserves as a top, I would even argue at this point, 20 player in the NBA. And I am excited to see him going forward in this series, as well as going forward for his prime years coming up in these next few years, along with hopefully a healthy Zion Williamson and a great, great guy and teammate in CJ McCollum.
I mean, yeah, you said it perfectly. Like you said, we've seen Brandon Ingram do this all year. That's why, that's a big part of why we're here, is his elevation. And it is funny reading the tweets and people saying, oh my God, he's introduced himself to the league. And it's like, well, he's been here for years. Like, he's been really good.
That's what happens when you go to New Orleans and, you know, the national NBA media doesn't care about the small markets that, you know, a lot of great players don't get a chance to get showcased. And Brandon Ingram, after going from a big market like Los Angeles to a little small market like New Orleans, was lost in the weeds. But boy, when he came out on his national stage, he made an entrance, did he not?
Did he ever? I'll tell you what, he is doing something else. And those stats that he's been averaging, 30-odd points, you know, he's been unreal, honestly. And I can't give him enough of his flowers. He'll keep it going because we know that he's on a mission, I think. And hopefully, you know, he continues to perform at this level, and we know he will because that's what he does. And Pel's in six. It's got to be.
Pel's in six, man. You got to say the man to make it like, you know.
No, Pel's in six, man.
Pelicans in six, man. You know, say it with some baseball. Pelicans in six, man. You know, let these fools know, man. We done being kind, Lau. We done being this nice, oh, shucks type city, man. The NBA, the casual fans, and the national media wanted to smoke. They wanted to smoke from New Orleans. Well, guess what? We giving it to them because this shit more than a game, man. You're getting me all riled up. Like, I'm trying to compose myself already. I'm running on fumes. I haven't slept for more than 3 hours in the past 36 hours. So you got to keep me calm, okay? You got to lure me in a little bit, all right? But just know that this shit more than the game, man. Pelicans in six, man.
I don't even want you to be calm. I want you to hype up, because what I want you to do in this one, I want you to give your best hype speech that you can for all the Pelicans fans out there, for the team, for anyone that's jumping on the bandwagon of these Pelicans. Can you blow the roof off with a hype speech?
Let me tell all the Pelicans fans something. When the national media, when all those stupid casual fans on Twitter, especially those stupid-ass Lakers fans, when all those guys were making jokes at our expense, oh, they need to franchise the team and move them to Seattle. Oh, they're the worst-ran franchise in the league. Oh, Zion's fat. Oh, nobody wants to go play in New Orleans. Oh, New Orleans is nothing more than a team that builds up superstars so that the big markets can eventually come and grab the superstars and win championships. Remember all of that. And now think of this moment. This moment is history in time. We are literally living in history right now, watching this team take that next step to being a perennial franchise in the NBA. These magical moments do not happen often. And when they do, you better cherish the absolute hell out of it. Because let me tell you, when it's gone, you have nothing more but the memories. I remember this similarly to the 2006 New Orleans Saints win, after years of just being a very, very irrelevant average franchise. We got Drew Brees, we got Reggie Bush, we got Sean Payton, and we elevated to what we are now. This is literally happening right now with Willie Green, with Brandon Ingram, hopefully with Zion Williamson, with CJ McCollum. How could you not love this team, man? How could you not watch Jose Alvarado be a pest to some of the greatest players in the world, like Chris Paul, and not get excited? How could you not see Herb? Oh, man, I'm getting excited just thinking about it. How could you not see Herb Jones block shots The funny thing is, he blocks it with a straight face. Like, he shows no emotion. He's like, yeah, I'm pacing your shit out the goddamn court, and I'm doing it with a straight face. As an opposing player, that will piss me off. I'd rather a Patrick Beverly type player who does all this crazy shit to me, but he's talking shit. Herb Jones does it with a straight face, and I'm like, ah, I can't believe these players aren't ready to just throw him out the damn arena. You got Trey Murphy. You got Jonas. You got all just a team of dogs who embrace the city, who love the city. And we all know the saying, if you love New Orleans will love your back. So if you do not love this New Orleans Pelicans team right now, shame on you, because God damn, does this team deserve love? Because y'all know what the deal is. At the end of the day, man, this shit more than a game, man. This shit more than a game, loud, man. I'm about to start crying, man, because I love this team so much. It's just so... and I'll be running to run through a wall for this team. I swear, loud, I'm about to run through a wall. I know I did this last time and it didn't quite work out the way I wanted to, but loud, I think I'm about to run through a wall for this team.
Okay, careful.
Ah! Gotta learn.
How's the wall? Did you get through it?
God damn it, I told you don't get me riled up.
Well, I hope you're doing all right over there, and the wall's intact. I'm hyped.
Yeah, another ice pack. I did it again. I'm sorry, okay? The host told me to get riled up, so just give me an ice pack, baby, please. Come on, man. Pelicans are sex, man. You know the vibes. Oh, my goodness.
I forgot you're only on 3 hours sleep, so I push your buttons and got you going, and that's the result. Unfortunately, we've got you too hyped up. But I mean, okay, I'm ready to run through a wall for that after that speech. I mean, if you're not on board with the Pelicans, then you're wasting your time. Honestly, like, why aren't you going for a team? I mean, the Herb Jones swatting you and looking at you like it was nothing, and then just runs up the court back on.
How's the insurance? The health insurance in Australia, Lau?
Yeah, good. Yeah, really good.
All right, I'm gonna need to go out there. My body can't take all this pain right now.
That's probably the place to come.
Trying to run through these walls, man. But this team just gets me so excited, man. It's so good. It's so heartwarming to watch, man. They just make you want to embrace them, man.
Yeah,
Pelicans exactly. In six, man. It's shit more than a game, Lau.
You're exactly right. Well, after that, I mean, I just appreciate you coming on here.
This doesn't have a video, man, because I'm in my full uniform right now. I have not taken off my uniform since we beat the Los Angeles Clippers 2 weeks ago. And yes, my wife is very mad. And yes, she's very annoyed, but she understands, okay? And the great thing is our couch is extremely comfortable because I've been sleeping on the couch for the past 7 days because of me wearing the same uniform. But it's all worth it because it's all part of a greater sacrifice, and that is because it's going to be the Pelicans in six, man. It's shit more than a game, Lau. Shit more than a game.
Shit is more than a game. I tell you what, it is.
So you understand that, Lau, after interviewing John O'Bones? You understand what I mean when I say that this shit is more than a game, man?
Mate, I'm with you. I'm with you 100%.
This basketball, man. It's different than any other city, man. Down here, man, it's shit more than a game, man.
Honestly, that's
what I'm telling y'all. It's not skits that I'm doing, y'all. The same stuff is skits. The Pelican stuff, man, this is actual footage. This is my wife recording me because she wants to document this moment in time. This is a documentary. Shit, more than a game, man. I'm not joking when I have this uniform on 24/7. I'm not joking when I run through a wall. I'm not joking when I raise my voice every night, man. It's shit more than a game, man. The Pelicans in six. I love my team.
I'm with you. I love you. I love the team as well. Loving what you're doing with all your
skits. And I'm very emotional right now. I love you too, Lau.
Was it? You're making me unveil all of my secrets.
I'll tell your girl to get jealous of me, all right? But I do love you.
Yeah, when she listens to this, we'll have to have conversations. But no doubt.
Let me tell you, all you got to do is buy a very comfortable couch, as I've learned the past 2 weeks. If you got a comfortable couch, it's all worth it.
Especially when it's Pels in six, man. I tell you what.
Pels in six, man. Come on now. There you go. The way you said it, that's what I'm talking about. I said you gradually learning throughout this interview, Lau. That's what I like.
We're getting there. We're getting there. Jono, I'd love to thank you for coming on here. It has just been an absolute fantastic chat. What would you like to shout out? You got anything to plug? What's coming up in Jono Barnes' world besides, obviously, Pels in six, man?
Only thing I need to plug right now is a Band-Aid and some ice packs, because you made me run through a goddamn wall again. I thought I learned my lesson, but goddamn it, Lau, you had got me riled up. See, Lau, this is why I don't go on the spaces and actually talk. I just listen, because they can handle me on those spaces. I know Chris and all the crew that they bring the heat, but the type of heat that I bring, I just don't know if the world is ready for it. Yeah, you know, so I try to give it to them in doses. You being in Australia, I said, I could give it to him. He's far away enough that all that smoke and all that heat won't make it have the same impact by the time that fire reaches your face, but when it's closer to people here in the city, I try to do it in spurts, you know, so that I'm not hurting my fan base with all the smoke and fire that I'm delivering. Huh. But if anybody also wants to, they can go on youtube.com/JohnnyBones, as well as Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and follow me for a ton of enjoyable videos. If it has Lau's seal of approval, it should certainly have yours.
How's that for? Okay, I can use that as a plug all the time. I need to get you to do all the adverts on this show.
You like that pivot? You like that pivot from the passionate fan to the professional voice?
I love that. Yeah, that was great.
I'm a man of multi-talents, Lau. I'm a man of multi-talents.
Jono Barnes, thank you very much for joining us on the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. It has been an absolute pleasure. Pels in six, man.
Thanks for the concussion, Lau. I really do appreciate it, man. Yeah, I absolutely appreciate it. You got to ship me some of your finest Australian healthcare the way this interview went.
I'll get it in the post. It might take a little while. It seems to.
Hey, man, y'all know the vibes. The concussion right now is worth it, because this shit more than the game, man. This shit more than the game. Here's New Orleans basketball. And always remember, man, for the first round, it's Pelicans in six, man. Pelicans in six.
Pelicans
and in if by miracle, because sometimes miracles happen. Sometimes the broken clock is right twice a day. If the Suns win, it's going to be Pelicans in seven. So don't even trip. Trust Jono Barnes, okay? Trust Jono Barnes. The Pelicans in six, man. Shit more than the game, Lau.
You heard it here. You've heard it all over. Pelicans in six, man. It is more than a game. Jono Barnes, thank you very much for joining us. It has been an absolute pleasure. Appreciate you, mate.
See you on the other side, Lau.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
So thank you very much to the great Jono Barnes for joining us. Make sure you're going and checking out all of his channels. Jono Barnes on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram. He's got all of those fantastic videos and vlogs and reviews and everything. And he is absolutely hysterical, as you can tell from the chat. And passionate. A passionate Pels fan like all of us are. And we appreciate him sitting down with us and having a chat, because it is always fun to, chat Pelicans. Particularly with that much passion. We love it. So, next game, as we know, it's coming up in Arizona. Game number 5, we win that. We come back to the Smoothie King Center, and like Jono Barnes says, it's Pels in 6, man. So check that one out. I'm going to leave it at that. I think it doesn't need any more than Jono Barnes. I think he's been absolutely fantastic, and again, we appreciate him for joining us on the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. I'm going to leave it at that. As always, I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Sports Ethos New Orleans Pelicans podcast. at Ethos Pelicans on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter. Go and follow Jono Barnes. And go Pels. Pels in six, man. Pels in six. Bye for now.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.